And then the rabbi walked in. He's like, these aren't my pants.
Welcome to Comes Naturally. Before we go into the intro, we're going to go over to Mike for business. Michael, would you like to talk about some business?
Yes, this podcast is absolutely free. So if you want to show some support, there's a couple things we ask you to do. First thing, we need you to go to the Facebook page, like the Facebook page and share the Facebook page with all your friends. After you do that, go to our Twitter page, and you can follow us on Twitter. Our Twitter handle is
@ComesNaturalPod.
Correct. And also, if you get this podcast through iTunes, you can subscribe, so it automatically downloads for you every Friday morning when it posts. And after you subscribe to it, please give us a rating, and if you have some time, write a quick review just to let people know what this is all about. And that's it.
Yeah.
All right. So Comes Naturally, we are
Joe.
Mike.
I'm Cody. Our special guest today is
Eric.
Yay. All right. So today is a special episode of Torture Theater.
Yes.
We have Taj to thank for this.
Yeah. You want me to give the background on it
so
a little bit?
Go right ahead.
Okay. So originally, this is kind of an odd way to start it, but the initial idea is we were going to do, instead of just torture theaters, we're also going to go back and do some old TV shows that have some sci-fi or nerd type connection to them. So what we were originally thinking and what will happen in the future for these, we will watch an old pilot for a TV show, then turn around and do commentary on it for you with the volume off so you can watch along with us. Or if you don't have time to watch it, we'll basically describe it for you as it's happening. But this time, because we wanted to do the Flash TV show to kind of correspond with the new version of the Flash that's going to be coming out in October, right? October 20th?
Look it up yourself. Come on, man.
Nope, fuck that. And so, but what happened is this pilot episode was actually a TV movie, so it had an hour and a half runtime on it. So we're going to do this one like classic torture theater. We watched it. We're going to give you the breakdown and our thoughts on it. But for the torture theater TV versions that come up, whether they're the 22-minute or 42-minute versions of it, we're going to go ahead and give you actual commentary during the show. So,
yeah.
So, like Michael said, we did the 1990s TV series The Flash. Eric, your thoughts on this awesome TV show?
It was okay. I've seen worse, but it was all right.
How dare you?
The man of many words.
Yeah.
It did not really, I wasn't super excited, but I wasn't bored either. It was
cuz we were here.
It was fun to make fun of. Definitely.
Well, that's the whole point of torture theater. Hopefully they're fun to make fun of. So,
Michael?
Yeah, I was actually kind of surprised how many comic book things it actually got right. Like the origin of it, the fact that, you know, his metabolism and blood sugar was going so fast because all the energy he kept, like, basically blacking out because of him not intaking enough food to give him the energy for the speed that he was doing. The names, you know, just names of the characters that are actually names of comic book characters, which isn't a hard thing to do, but Tim Burton proved that you could make a big budget movie without doing it. So the fact that this little TV show movie got that right was kind of impressive. We'll talk about the suit later. The suit was awful, but it was the right ideal. They just made it way too big. And probably could have had a different material to line the outside of it, but yeah, I was in. Obviously, it was fun, but I was actually a little impressed by all the comic book things that they got right. So,
yeah, I remember watching this show when I was a kid and loving it.
Yeah,
and, I still enjoy it, and like Mike said, I didn't realize how, because even now or even when I was younger, I was never a huge fan of The Flash. So I didn't know a lot of the stuff about it, but it's cool to know that it sounds like they actually got somebody who at least read the comic books, you know, to actually write the script and do...
A crazy idea, right?
Yeah, I know.
Hey, we're making this show based on a comic book. Someone should read this thing.
Yeah. I'm going to call it
Flash. It never works for those book movies, so we don't have to do it. Source material? I don't know what you're talking about. It's all original. It
makes no sense.
This is an all original idea. Never been thought of before.
But I just imagine that the person who designed the suit went on to write for Futurama because it looks like a velour suit. And they just zap Brannigan.
Stan Winston.
It's made of velour.
Stan Winston.
So soft.
It's Stan Winston.
Stan Winston designed the suit? Yeah.
We've encountered some of his stuff before.
And you made the real quick good observation, too, that it looked just like the Tick's outfit, the live-action Tick.
Without glossy, because the Tick's outfit was a little glossier.
Yeah.
This one was all satiny.
It looked like they just made like the same mold for it. They're like, hey, you're about the same size as the guy who played Flash.
Well, the difference is this one. When Patrick Warburton wore the Flash one, they had to carve out all the pillowy muscles because he actually had muscles.
Yeah.
So it was big. And then they had to put like antlers on, or little antennas on. Because, you know. Which, by the way, did you guys hear that they're trying to bring that back?
I did. And they're even talking about
Pat Warburton's actually agreed to come back. Yeah.
Well, he talked on the Nerdist podcast a long time ago. He was on an episode and he talked about how much he loved doing the show and he thought it didn't get the credit it was due for what it was trying to do. And he said back then in this podcast, the Nerdist that he did was like a year and a half, almost 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And he said if it ever came back, he would love to play it again because it was one of those things he felt got shortened way too quick. So
I'd love to see him do it.
Yeah,
again.
It'd be totally awesome.
And it's being worked on by the actual creator of the Tick.
And it would be I might be getting my stories mixed up, but would it be a Netflix original or something like that?
No, I think it's well, they were talking about it from, I think it was Hulu or something like that, or Amazon or one of those
But
ones.
Yeah, that's the route to do it, man. You got all these, like, cult classic things. Go to an internet streaming.
Yep.
Put it all out on
binge watch.
Yeah. That's how to do it.
Yeah. Anyways, back to that. So, what else, Joe?
No, Cody?
I remember watching this show when it was on the airs, and it was awful. It felt like a comic book, especially if you ever read The Flash back in the day. Like, all sorts of weird shit happened, but it's just like... Obviously, like, lack of money. And, I mean, they did have a lot of, like, big names that would show up throughout the show. Mark Hamill, you know, things like that. Like, but it's, like,
well, the,
so
the
awfully
cast,
done.
Even in the cast in this was actually kind of impressive. Just,
yeah.
It's not a ton of people that you're like, oh, I love this guy. But you're like,
you
oh,
can
this,
recognize people.
This guy did a good job in this show. This guy, you know, like that kind of thing.
Yeah, so it was it's interesting. But that the goddamn suit drives me insane. And the effects of when he's running are just
like I said. They need to keep it just to the far away
first person view.
Well, the first person view actually kind of cool because it's just camera shots
by fast
forward. But when it's the distance, when all you see is the blur,
the red and yellow blur,
that looked pretty cool too. But it's when they show a close up of him running
like
and he's
forward.
Just like, yeah, he's just
running
bobbing a little bit side to side and it's just sped up. It was like, oh, so bad.
Yeah, it's rough. Rough. It's by far like not the worst comic book ever made into an adaption, but it was pretty
this
bad.
This or Green Lantern?
Oh, I'd take this every day of the week.
God, it just speaks to how bad Green Lantern was.
Yeah, gross.
This suit or Green Lantern suit?
This suit.
This was an actual suit.
Yeah. The other one wasn't just fucking weird
CG-ishness.
Glow-in-the-dark CGI.
Yeah. Ugh. It's fun watching it. God damn, it's so 90s. It's ridiculous.
And Cody here downloaded the whole series and plans on watching it. Which I totally would too. But
I'm gonna
gotta pick out another episode out of this to go back. We're gonna watch all.
We can watch
this.
The TV movies. They have three TV movies.
Yeah.
Trickster will be one.
Like Trickster.
That's what we
should do over commentating, like actual commentating on Trickster one. Because that's Luke and Joker is the Trickster, so. Mm-hmm. Be dope.
Yeah.
Overacting, he looks like a awful. Motherfucker. Yeah.
Looks
and
awful.
And it's so, like, the one thing I remember is his performance is so over the top, like, colorful and crazy. But it's, you know, that's kind of what they wanted. They're like, kind of throwing a little 60s Batman. Yeah. We're going to do a little bit of that, try to make it in today's world. Because that TV show ran for a couple years. Maybe we can get this one on for a couple years.
Only ran for a couple years because they shot a shit ton of episodes. So yeah, that was the our impressions of it. So we'll go over the breakdown. We'll make it quick on this one. But goddamn,
Cody's been awful. Accused of his breakdowns being too long.
Yeah, by somebody. I'm not gonna name any names, Mike. whole thing starts off, like Mike said earlier, the origin's actually pretty close. Beginning the show starts off with these mysterious motorcycle gang wreaking havoc. Eric pointed out that everyone that they interact with during that first part looked like they're out of the 50s. Older cars, weird fucking trench coats and hats and, oh, golly, here come the bad guys, you know, that kind of stuff. But you got to realize it's just late 80s and late 80s, early 90s. We don't really know why everyone looks like they're out of place. But
it felt like they were trying to make it look like a comic book. Because that's how the comic books were drawn back then. Everything was older cars. Because the cars were more distinct back then.
Well, it's funny because some of them were like, you see like old Chryslers.
But then you see like a shitty
then,
like
well, then you see the cop. Yeah, yeah, you see like the cop cars were like, you know, like the normal. Regular like Crown Vicks. Yeah, like Crown Vicks. You're like, wait a minute, guys.
That whole opening scene, though, just had that, like I said, everybody's hairstyle.
Felt Dick Tracy-ish.
And the mom that came out and yelled at the kids, hey, you get in here, it's dark, and the gang came out, you know?
She had the apron on, she had the 50s, 60s hairstyle. Yeah, it was just bizarre. Yeah, it was
but then, like, the gang's on, like, crotch rockets. And
Exactly. And more modern bikes. And they have modern helmets.
And they just had to drive by stuff to get it to blow up.
No, we saw they had bombs.
Eventually. They had bombs.
But in the first, you didn't see anybody throw anything, shoot anything.
I think you just missed the first bomb.
Hey, it was done in a flash. Because it was fast. Sorry.
Anyway.
And we continue.
So then they wreak havoc and then drive by one of the worst protected police stations in all of any city ever. They kill a guard before any bike riders actually get close. Mike says he's just playing dead so he doesn't get hurt.
Yeah.
I'll just hang lifeless out this window so no one attacks me.
He sees a gang of bikes coming down. He's like, I'm dead.
Oh, no, I'm dead, Gad. Don't hurt me more.
He fainted.
Yeah, he's like, oh, they're going to hurt me. Collapse.
Help me.
Help me. So then they drive by and they...
I don't know why that cop turned into like a 50s damsel in distress. Help me.
1850s damsel in distress, no less.
I hope they don't take advantage of me.
Oh, please don't rape me.
Oh, it's so hot. It starts fanning him off with a white
pulled out
fan. I
gotta cool down with this lemonade. I don't know where this is going now. And then... We see them.
Me and Bobby Jr. gonna go down to the watering hole later.
Catch us some river crickets.
Some crawdads.
So the gang drives down city streets, and all of a sudden, for some reason, takes a shortcut through an alley, and a cop car comes out, and they're like, "We're gonna get him." This is when we get the first shot of the bombs, the glowy orbs that they throw, that Eric thought were pumpkin bombs, but that's the wrong universe, sir.
I'm just saying they had that look to it.
And so they throw these what look like clear
glow sticks.
Yeah, glow sticks that were like
folded into a ball.
Yeah, like they were a ball. They were like little orbs, but it looks like someone drained the glow stick glowy stuff out into like one of those clear stuff. Christmas ornaments and just threw that shit. Yeah. You know, like hey guys, this will work. Spy, boom, blows up, whatever. So then we get introduced to, it jumps from there, we get introduced to the Allen family, Barry, Jay, Jay's wife, his son, Barry's girlfriend at the time.
And their parents.
And her, is it their parents or his dad? Or was
their
his
parents.
Mom there too?
Their parents, yeah.
Yeah, it might have been. I don't know. Mom. I phased out for a little bit there. I was looking up details on the show.
It was hard to stay focused sometimes.
So then we learn that... Barry and Jay's dad don't exactly think that Barry is using his being a cop credentials very well because he's a scientist for the cops instead of becoming an actual beat cop like his brother and his dad was. And so
you instantly get the hint of like the dad's favorite is
Jay.
Is Jay.
Yeah.
And Barry's always kind of disappointing because he's not an actual cop, because the dad was a cop. Jay is a, like, a really highly decorated cop. So
yeah. So,
but Jay always seems cool about it. Like, he's always trying to be, like, reassuring.
Yeah. Well, I wish it. I had my brother's brains, some of my brother's brains, you know, like. Yeah. And then a little foreshadowing with what happens later in the episode, because the father says something like, you know, or the wife says something about danger in the field, and the dad says a cop's duty is to put his life on the line, whatever it was, because later what happens. So then Barry gets the beep across his beeper to go to work, because they found some trace evidence from the motorcycle cops at the crime scene in front of the police station, because that's the only place they got hit. Yep. And then so he goes down there to collect all of it, and then they send it to a different lab, because apparently this police station doesn't have test equipment of their own.
It's a shitty lab.
Nope.
So that was interesting.
Unless you can mix it with a chemical.
He does give his brother the metal.
Oh, yeah. He gives his brother the track metal that he had. He found in a bunch of stuff. He's like, oh, I found this of yours. And
it's your happy birthday.
Yeah. It's like, hey, you gave me a birthday present of my own fucking metal.
Says that. He's all like, what else do you have that's mine? He's all, wait till Christmas.
Because it's funny.
It's supposed to be a metal that gives him good luck.
Yeah, it's like, all right, whatever. Good luck.
And weird, after he got it, he died. So good call on that one, Barry.
Good luck, Barry? I don't think so, Barry.
It was good luck.
What a fucking omen.
Come on, Barry. Yeah. Get your fucking shit together, Barry.
Yeah. Otherwise, we're going to have to bury Jay.
And they did.
Spoilers. Jay dies. So then he goes down there. We meet his plucky black friend assistant guy.
Lucky.
Yeah. He's always really happy. Even when he got shot at and taken down, you know.
It was the shirts.
So then they're toiling away late in the lab because they are waiting for the results to come in from the lab where they sent the tire remnants or whatever it was they found, soil sample and all that fun stuff, which they don't get to, like, way later, by the way.
When he scoops it up, though, it does just look like rubber. But yeah. It's supposed to be soil.
Yeah. So that's how fast they were going. That's why the guard fainted the way he did. So then his assistant guy, Julio, has a completely, like, Latin name, is a black guy. So that was pretty fun. He decides to leave because he's, like, getting tired, but Barry's going to keep working. They show outside the lab. There's a storm brewing, lightning going everywhere. Oh, and he's working by a big thing of all these different chemicals. If you know your Flash lore, that's how it happens. So lightning strikes a window, which is, like, easily, like, probably 10 or 20 feet away from
him. No, it
was
right next to him.
Well, no, on the outside?
Nope, right next to him.
Calm down. Calm down. But the chemicals and stuff were in the middle of the lab. But the lightning shoots through the window and hits the shelf with all the chemicals, exploding all over Barry, knocking him over. And then the black guy comes back in, and you see him lay on the ground, like, flashes of lightning, and, like, Julio. Somehow he's, like, glowing for some reason.
Chemicals.
They decided we're going to try to recreate this experiment.
Yes.
Is we're going to hook a banana, because one of the chemicals was potassium. That's the only thing we remember him saying.
Part of it was potassium.
We're going to hook a banana up to an electromagnet and then spray it with chemicals like bleach or something, and Munger's going to try to be the Flash.
Yep. And we're going to strike him with lightning.
Yeah, we're going to throw lightning at him.
That's going to be awesome.
We're going to be like the...
Lightning bolt.
Lightning bolt. Lightning bolt.
He's going to become Raiden.
I'm going to fire a missile into the darkness.
He's going to become a mix between Raiden and Stephen Hawking. He's going to be in a wheelchair. We can't communicate, but can shoot lightning.
Where's the Mountain Dew?
It's in the fridge.
Can I have a Mountain Dew?
Yes, just get it yourself.
You guys want anything?
No.
I'm going to get drunk.
that's a whole different story.
That's a different thing.
Yep. So
stay focused, Joe. Get your shit together.
Jesus Christ, Joe. God, we're trying to do this quickly. We're trying to do this quickly, guys. Jesus. So then fucking watch Mike giggle out of the corner of my eyes. It's fantastic. Does it silently. So then Barry, we jump to the hospital where the family's waiting for the doctors, and the dad's all gruff, where are these damn doctors at? And then
You get like the feeling that the dad, because the dad's older, obviously, in the show, but he's like pacing, he's all grumpy. You get the feeling that like he wanted to say, where the hell are these goddamn Jew doctors and why are they taking so long? Like, that's, you kind of get that, like, wow, he's going to be an old racist guy.
I didn't get that, but yeah. Yes.
You didn't get
Mike,
that?
Yeah.
No, well, you were called when the black guy came in later on.
No. I said the way he looked.
That's the way he looked at the hospital.
I don't know if he was going to say Jew doctor. You know,
he was
like going to
say Jew doctor. He hated everybody that wasn't white, wow, for sure.
Whitish white. Yeah. Jews are mostly white. Anyways, away from the Dave Stevenson talk, we jump to, so Jay comes out with the doctor and says, where's Barry? He's like, cool, come in here real quick. So they go in there and he's trying to like
leave.
And he's giving his clothes on. The doctor's like, but you had a concussion and like all these like lacerations. Like, yeah, cuts and bruises and a headache. I can deal with it. And he gets up and he's got Band-Aids. Like, a hospital's going to give you like a fucking Band-Aid on his forehead, on his neck.
Like, he had a boo-boo and his mom fixed him up.
And then so he gets back in. The clothes that we saw were burnt and tattered when he got hit by lightning are now perfectly okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because they were sprayed with chemicals.
Yeah. Yeah, so they're fine.
Regenerative chemicals.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Should have just wore that instead of that awful fucking outfit he ends up wearing. Yep. So then he gets up, he leaves, goes back to the lab, even though his brother and everyone tells him not to, and now doesn't have the bandages or anything on. Goes there. Julio's like, "Oh my god, look at you! I thought you were a goner for sure." Blah blah blah. And he talks about all this, and then like they're working, and he goes to reach for his cup of coffee, and like accidentally hits it real quick, and it shoots across the room and shatters on a wall.
Which never, like...
doesn't make really any sense. He's like, oh, I must have... Who goes, what happened? He's like, I must have lost my grip on it. Motherfucker, it's like 5 or 6 feet away from you, crashing on a wall. Like, what kind of grip were you doing? He's like, I'm going to drink some coffee.
Kung fu grip.
Yeah.
Bring me coffee. Karate chop.
Exactly. Oh, that would happen. And then so shit happens. He's going to go... I don't even know what happened after that. He went to... He was supposed to go meet Iris somewhere.
He went home.
The dog
ate a bunch of fucking food.
Oh yeah, he went. No. Took his dog for a walk.
Oh, that's
and
right.
The dog started running,
and
so
he tried to catch up.
He started running after, and then started going super fast. Lost control, ran into a bunch of trees and bushes and shit,
and ripped the fucking leash loose.
Himself in the closet.
That was later.
Getting ahead of yourself, Munger.
Yeah.
And then
so
he goes
home,
back home,
eats a bunch of food,
eats a shit ton because tries to get the whole kitchen is just covered in empty
takeout
plates of food.
Yeah. And then tried to get the dog.
How
some
the
food.
Fuck did all that fit in his fridge, man? Because like he still had stuff in his fridge when they showed the
when I'm drinking out of it. I think it most of it was takeout. Like he picked it up on the way home.
That's nuts. Because
like Chinese containers and shit like that. Then he tried to give his dog some chicken, and he wouldn't hit me on the couch.
Yeah, because the dog was freaked out by his fastness.
Yeah, and so...
And then his girlfriend calls, says, hey, it's 11, you're supposed to help me, fucking something. So he's like, oh, fuck. So he goes down, I don't think he said fuck.
And that's when the dog went and hid in the, in the closet.
So he goes down, goes to his car, it's got a flat tire. He's like, ah, shit, a flat tire. And he looks...
So one of my favorite one parts is, he's like, oh, that bus is getting away, I'll run after it, right? So instead of just fastly, you know, just quickly fixing the tire with like a spare, he just runs and ends up running like 30 something miles.
Yeah,
to
he
like
says
the,
he
to the beach.
He's run for like 4 seconds. They do the first person view of everything, you know,
and then they show
by.
Our first look at him from straight on in the camera view.
Oh,
it's and
bad.
It's awful because
it's
like running in place.
It's just
like
him
just
running in
up.
Place and like blurred everything around him. That's all.
It was really bad. And then so he runs real fast. Goes across the, you see him go under the beach. It looks like he runs on water, and then he just ends up crashing into the water.
Yeah.
People are like freaked out, and they go and grab him. Drag him, his clothes are all tattered, and like, oh my god, he's like, where am I? And then like he's at the beach, and he's like, it's like 30 miles, and collapses.
And
then it cuts to the people that
pulled him out of the water.
Well, no, it cuts to like you see a closed lifeguard tower, and the camera starts to pan down, and like a bulldozer for some reason comes driving across the beach. They're like, what the fuck's going on? Because you figure they have to put the dirt back, I'm guessing. So they'll use the bulldozer to move the dirt back because he ran across the dirt, made that track. Because remember, they dragged him out. There's a big track in the dirt.
I think you're giving them too much credit.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I think maybe the bulldozer was there doing something when they were trying to shoot. And they're like, fuck it.
We can't move him. Yeah. So then.
The bulldozer.
So then you see him. As the camera continues to pan down, you see Barry in the tattered clothes. And these people apparently just drug him and left him underneath this this like lifeguard tower.
Because he passed out, and there's like five people like, oh, what happened? Are you okay?
So no, don't call the paramedics.
He's just fucking laying there like a bum underneath the fucking
lifeguard. So he staggers away, and then like he finds
He passed out again because he expanded all this energy and didn't replenish with the food and stuff like he did before. So
then he stumbles over to a phone booth. Calls his girlfriend to come pick him up. She is like,
she's mad because he didn't show up, hung up on him.
And so then he, I don't know if he runs or it just cuts to him.
It just cuts to him being home again, eating more food. He had like five TV dinners. Yeah, and then
Is that the part where she was gonna come over, right? So like he's like goes to fast like quickly.
No, that's later. This is, and then after that is the first time he gets in touch with the doctor.
So he goes to Star Labs.
So he goes, gets the test done. He's like, you were running 300 miles per hour, and then our treadmill
breaks. The treadmill. That was awful with the super awesome wireless technology.
Yeah,
that apparently has no bounds. Like he has no distance problems because she tracks him in the suits. Yeah. So that's an interesting. She invented the world's best Wi-Fi that doesn't exist anymore. So they do all these tests. He's like, and then they go eating a bunch of pizza. And she's like, she tells him about her husband testing this chemical that killed him, air quotes.
Which he ends up being
Speed Demon, who's a villain in the actual.
Does he make an appearance in the TV show?
I didn't list him as one as it. And
that was going to be the season two premiere, but didn't get it.
Yeah. Because they talk about it, like he's just like just a guy who's in it. Like they don't actually list him as being the actual Speed Demon or Speed McGee, as they refer to him later on in the comics.
Speed McGee is the worst name ever. Yeah. Sounds like Mr. Magoo's fast brother.
David Spade made up. Speedy McGee.
Gross. He decides he's gonna like kind of use this to his advantage a little bit. Is that when he goes back and she's gonna come over and he starts cleaning his house, his apartment? All he starts to clean up really well because he's running so fast. She starts flying around and then he like starts a tornado and like tears a bunch of stuff up, which I don't even know what came from. So like then he becomes all
and then he realizes what happened. He's like, fuck.
And she knocks on the door. She goes against the door and she's like, Barry, your shoes are on fire. He's like, oh, I dropped a match on the carpet. And you see these like weird like turd tracks across the ground because his shoes were melting. But instead of just like melted turd footprints, tracks. It's like tracks that look like someone dragged a turd across the fucking floor. So that was weird.
The floor had skin marks.
Yeah, she starts to get mad at him and then he explains something and then they go to fuck.
No. That's where she dumps him.
Yeah. Oh, she dumps him the first time. That's right.
We were having problems before your brother.
Yeah.
And for some reason,
well, brother's not even dead at that point.
You get the sense that she didn't even show up at the funeral.
Well, he hasn't died yet.
Not dead yet that point.
Yeah, she's saying to me, she's like, I want to bury
the lead,
and she grabs.
It's when he meets her the second time.
Quit jumping the shark, dick. She grabs her throat like supposed to be endearing.
Oh yeah, that was
like,
so creepy. And she's
that
like,
that was the second time.
No, it was this.
No,
it was the first
time.
It was when he goes the doer.
No, it was the first time.
The first time
he puts his hand. Made the comment, joke her out, and then she dropped her pants.
No, I made that joke after everything.
Broke up the first time.
Yeah.
If everyone else thinks it's the first time, Munger, you're wrong. Anyway, this is what happened. This is the point we're trying to make. Is she's like breaking up with him, and she's like, "You don't know what you want." And he
reaches in for like that, like I'm gonna touch the side of your
caress
face,
your
all,
face,
like, yeah. And then
but
just, like,
it turns into him lightly grabbing her throat, and it gets really uncomfortable for
a
second.
She grabs his hand. I was like, is he gonna fucking just? And then you said like, if I can't have you, no one can. Just like just squeezes and pops her fucking head off.
She's into the rough stuff, and he was just trying to kick it off.
He's like, "Oh, okay."
And she just wasn't having it at that point.
Mm. Weird though, because that definitely was about to be abuse for sure. And I was like, "Is this just something that was on '90s TV?" Chris
Brown doesn't do kicks.
That's where he got it from.
Well, the Flash doesn't do his girlfriend.
He's a big comic book fan. Rihanna, not so much.
Oh, that's very true.
Yeah. There's nothing funny about domestic violence, guys.
Yeah. There's no good reason to hit a woman.
She left one of his comics out of the bag.
She spoiled one of his favorite his upcoming books he's going to read.
You bent the corner.
I'll bend your corner. So anyway, so they break it up-ish.
Joe looks uncomfortable right now. Yeah. He's all like, I don't like this, guys. Let's move on.
Move on.
Let's speed this up, guys. Let's not bring this up. So then they kind of break up, and so Barry goes back to the doctor. Lab. And then
he's doing
they,
more tests.
And they, she wants to do field tests because she has this scanner thing, which is like, Rainbow Road-ish type whatever.
Yeah, that's a good
and then
call, man.
They have one of the worst fucking like animations on like some of the screens when you see it. Remember? Yeah. She sees like, oh, the thigh muscle is like has expanded in its capabilities. So then like it zooms over and it doesn't even look like a muscle at that point. It just looks like
a maxi pad.
Yeah, it looks like a maxi pad and she's like examining it and he shows up and he goes, I'm done with these tests. Like all fucking she's like, okay, let's go out, you know, and she's so they go out. And he debuts the first version of the suit out the Star Labs test
which
track,
is the suit just without
the hood
face,
and the glove. Yeah. So then she puts a couple of wireless sensors on him. He runs real fast. He's over 500 miles an hour. He asks what's his velocity, and she gives him the speed. But whatever, she's a scientist, so she should know. She's testing all these matrix, which I don't even read. I didn't read the screen what they were, but like they were just going up,
yeah,
and up,
everything
and up,
was
you know?
Going up. He almost laughed himself at one point.
Yeah, so she's like, cool. She's like, oh, I envy you. I wish I knew what it felt like. You can. He goes and snatches her up, which she just like, she was wearing
killed
a wired
her.
Headset.
Would have
snapped
her
fucking head off. But then he's running. She's like, Barry, what are you doing? He's like, oh, and then he stops and her clothes, is all, like one side of her clothes are all ripped up.
Yeah,
she's doing
her
fast.
Left titty's hanging out.
Yeah, it's like, weird. He's like, well, since it's halfway out. Nom, 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 nom. Booby, booby, booby.
Must have nutrition.
Yeah.
Need sustenance.
So then I don't remember what happens, like
he starts to faint and that's when they
yeah
about
and then
the,
like
the metabolism
blood sugar
yeah
level.
Yeah
way
so then
low.
Is that the part then they go to have the pizza
it might have been I might have jumped out it doesn't matter there's pizza involved basically. The guy was really like hey bro you want another one like Spicoli'd the shit out of that.
Since you're here and I'm here, doesn't that make it our time?
So then, sob story about the dead husband, blah, blah, blah. I think that's what happened. I can't remember. So long
movie,
ago.
Movie, movie, movie. Plot, plot, yeah. Plot. Lines, lines, lines.
Plot that never actually comes about. And then jumps ahead. You find out that the biker gang,
like the bad guy.
Yeah, the bad guy. Well, you haven't found out yet because
well, I think, one thing we can just say.
Well, yeah, but the bad guy, his girlfriend who turned in the other guy earlier.
Nobody knows
over.
What the fuck you're talking
yeah.
about. Just skip that.
Doesn't
part.
Matter. Yeah. So she, the girlfriend, the bad guy, tells him, "Oh, I found out about the task force," and he gets in, and then he walks over and he grabs like a little handbook for motorcycle bike and says, "You know, it has his name on it, Nick Pike on it," and you're like, "Oh my god!"
He
and
was
then
a
he
motorcycle
goes,
officer.
Then he goes, "Yeah, he's the man that turned me in." It was like. Okay, so ex-partner, you're angry at Jay. Yeah. Fair enough. Okay. So then we jump to the debut of the task force, which looks they're wearing
the blue camos.
Because they're at the Barry's lab inside the police station. He's wearing the urban camo, and he's talking about, like, hey, you shouldn't do this because you guys are going to be targeted by the gang. And he's like, no, that's what we're here for, blah, 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 all this garbage. And then they cut down to downstairs. The police chief is giving them like hey,
like
this is
talk.
Jay to the all the yeah. reporters, and
let's
he's like,
do
this is Jay. He's leader of the task force. He comes up to talk, and then dun dun dun,
motorcycle gang
shows up, and they're shooting
guns
people, and then like
paint.
They spray bullets on the windows, and Jay, and then Barry has to grab Julio out of the way because he doesn't get hit by bullets, even though the bullets don't break the window, but
yeah.
whatever. And then paintballs are hitting the fucking signs, so leaving the red mark, which we find out later. That they
it's
actually
them.
On the back of their jackets has the red like,
yeah, it's
like
yeah.
paint slot, but we didn't see before
that's,
apparently.
That's like their sign,
yeah.
their symbol.
So they take out the cops.
It's like prints.
They shoot a bunch of cars, blow stuff up. The chief
they fuck a bunch of shit up.
Yeah, the chief breaks his arm or gets shot in the arm or
yeah,
something like
shot
that.
In the arm.
So then
Jay
gets out of the way. And then
yeah.
like the reporter, Trisha Takanawa from Quahog's like, but what about the task force? Does the task force be able to handle this? And he's like, oh, how about you shut up? And then all of a sudden,
and
Barry
then all
comes
of a sudden,
out.
Now the weather with Ollie.
Yeah, then Barry comes out and goes, no more, like stops it. And she goes, oh, kick it to Ollie. Yeah. It's been raining for days.
It's raining sideways.
Cats and dogs. So then Let's see, what is it? Barry takes it upon him. So he goes back to Star Labs, says, "I need you to do, you know, do me a favor.
Let's
I
go
need
to
you to
Ollie in the helicopter. Yeah. Everyone looks like ants." Sorry.
So then
we should just stop this and watch Family Guy right now.
All right,
and we're done.
Pause. All right. So then,
flash saves the day.
So skip to the end. Flash saves everybody. All right, let's watch Family Guy. So Barry goes back to Star Labs, says, "I need you to make me gloves
so I don't leave fingerprints."
Yeah, so only fingerprints. But I'm like,
and he
she's
goes,
like, oh,
"Can you do that?"
And she's like,
it's like,
oh,
motherfucker, she just made you an entire bodysuit out of this
is,
shit.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure, like, oh, hands are a little difficult. So I just imagine him like making her, her making him mittens.
Yeah.
So he's like got these
like
big old mitts. Yeah, like, oh, ridiculous. So then next you jump to see him, and he's wearing, now he has gloves on. Symbol like on his chest.
Yeah,
the
well,
little
he draws
lightning
it out for him.
Yeah, like the lightning bolts, like belts, and then the lightning's on his arms, and then he has a hood or a mask on. You're like, when did she? When did he ask for the mask? You know, like, yeah, whatever.
Well, I would imagine that because she said she wanted to put sensors in the suit.
Yeah.
So honestly, I would imagine that the little wings on the side of his head are like some sort of sensors or something like
that.
So that's why she designed the helmet
sense
to go along with it.
You also think she could have put the earpiece in, but yet she couldn't talk to him, remember? Because otherwise she would have talked to him when she was in the van looking for him.
Well, no, she was she was creeping
did
on
they
him.
Oh,
no, that was at the test track, yeah.
Yeah.
So, so anyways, Barry goes after he knows that they have to steal more chemicals, apparently. So he goes after, he basically is running around the city, sees a bunch of them driving, goes to stop them. The first guy, he pulls the pin off the little trailer, it's attached to the hitch on the back of his bike, so the chemicals just kind of roll over and fall over.
And the biker
and then he
calmly
gets,
stops
his bike, like,
oh,
gets over to pick all the chemicals up, and then you see a flash come by, and then like a wrench.
Flash.
Yeah, a wrench fall, like a socket wrench falls, and he turns around, and his bike's completely disassembled.
Yeah, so instead of the Flash just like punching the shit out of these people while they're not noticing what's going on, he's just fucking with them.
Yeah.
Like he's just...
Well, he does put a like a stick in one of the
yeah,
well,
yeah, so then
another
he runs
bike's
up.
Going, he's,
yeah,
he
runs up next
Indiana
one, like,
Jones him.
Yeah, and then the guy flies over. Even though he's going really fast, it ends up it's kind of falling a little bit. Lands on his leg, probably like sprained his ankle or something.
At least.
You know, bent his knee wrong, hyperextended his leg. And
bruised
then
his calf.
Yeah. So then he,
that was really inconvenient. Yeah.
Oh my God. My boot's not going to fit for a week. it's swelling. So then he, he runs over down the alley, grabs some random long pole, stands there. And like the two bike riders just drive right into the pole and he pushes them off.
They had plenty of time to like stop
easily.
Or turn or
and then
they just keep driving right into
the
him.
Last of them turns around or turns around. He starts to like kind of falter
them.
A little bit.
Cut. Oh, yeah.
Right. And then like then the last bike rider drives past him, goes over, and then he regains his composure, runs after him, runs after the bike rider, and like knocks the like. Basically stops in front of the bike rider, so stops and then gets off, and you can easily say it's a woman, like the mannerisms, the size, everything, and the fact that she
boobs.
Was shapely, you know, like
she
like
boobs.
Woman. And so he's teasing her. Basically, she goes over, he runs in front of her real quick. She goes the other direction, he runs over in front of her again, like this, and then like he runs in front of her. She falls over. He takes the helmet off, trying to get answers from her. Goes, oh, it's a woman. And then she stabs him in the leg.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, instead of like doing it, he's like, stumble, stumble. And she runs off. I'm like, and then cops pull up. So he hides. They arrest her. And then he like looks up, steals someone's clothes off their clothesline from their fucking balcony of their apartment. Stumbles out, and cops just happen to like, see him. And they're like, Barry? Oh, and there's like wants him in there. It's like, what's wrong? He's like, oh, my dog got like he bit me and then ran off. And they're like, oh, okay.
Yeah,
like,
way to make the dog look like an asshole. By
like
the
that
way.
Doesn't seem bad, dick. Right? So then
Barry's a dick.
Yeah, Barry's a dick face.
Come on.
So like,
Barry.
We'll give you a ride home. He's like, okay, Barry. Cool. Gets in the back and they're talking about, you know, oh, we're sorry to hear about Jay, blah blah blah, all this stuff. And he's like, yeah. And Mike yells, don't talk about him. And
I
then,
think we did skip the point where Jay actually died. Anyway.
Oh, Jay died because
the main bad guy fucking
kills Jay.
Killed Jay.
Yeah, anyways, yeah.
You knew it was coming.
Yeah, it's fine.
So.
That scene didn't make sense, though.
It didn't at all. Yeah, it didn't. It
made perfect sense if you don't think about it.
They're guarding a shipment of medical supplies. Then they're you know, a roadblock happens, and they all have to stop, and they're trying to help this lady with the roadblock. She goes running out, and then for some reason, out of the back of the truck that they were guarding, it opens up, and the motorcycle gang's inside of it,
and they come rushing out. Tricky motherfuckers. Like, yep.
Anyway, and Jay dies. Yep. And Barry's brother Jay dies
at the hands of his ex partner, who he turned in for corruption. Nick Pike. So yes, I did skip over that because I forgot how awful it was. And then
basically, to catch you up where we're at mentally, Jay's dead. Barry's got the full suit now.
He's taking people out.
After he gets back to his apartment, that's when the girlfriend comes. Right, the second time they
bang,
and then. Which they showed full penetration on TV, which I thought was weird.
Because she's waiting in his apartment, and she cock blocks the scientist from going up there.
Yeah. But so yeah, full penetration, blah blah blah.
He goes to get Thai food, comes back in seconds, she gets all weary. So he goes, and so they start to make out, and then she's like, no, and he gets up to go nurse his wound. You see, it's barely a scratch anymore.
The
like
stab
on his leg's
gone,
and it's like, wow, that's weird. Like they were gonna bang,
and then
upset,
he goes. So basically, bam, he gets back to his office. He gets some of the test results in, finally. Finds out basically where the biker gang's hanging out. And they're hanging out in this big dam, abandoned dam that's, like, closed down.
So he goes there.
He finds their plan. So instead of just doing something about it then, he goes to the chief of police. Jay's medal, the one he gave him for his birthday earlier in the show.
Which links it together.
So he goes to the chief of police, tells the chief of police, hey, I found their hangout. He's like, cool, where is it? He tells him, he's like, we'll go there right now. And he's like, wait, they're not there. And he's like, what are you talking about? And he's doing like the angry
police chief
boss.
You're not supposed to be on the field, you're just a scientist.
Yeah. And so he's like, no, I found this here, and tells him the plan, gives him Jay's medal, so everything.
Somehow that makes him believe that, even though he doesn't know what that actually is, but whatever.
There's no reason for him to know.
Yeah. So then he finally believes Barry, so then they get a huge police force to go. They jump to the prison.
Where all the that's the plan for the bad guys. Yeah. They're going to break in the prison,
get everyone that was captured out. Plus anybody else wants to come with them. So somehow they get in with their motorcycles and driving down the corridor of cells with their motorcycles. Pike has got a bazooka on his on the front of his bike, just sitting there waiting. Somehow just, you know, there. He shoots a guard. They blow shit up. He goes, releases the cells after shooting the other guard in the thing. Let him out. And then they have, like, go and raid the gun... The armory inside the prison, and somehow there's a fucking full-on saw fully loaded with bullets in there, because apparently that's what they have in prisons,
a back
saw.
In the 90s they did, yeah.
And so then they go...
Makes sense.
Yeah. So then the cops show up, and there's a gunfight going on, and then Barry shows... Or the Flash shows up, steals a bunch of tear gas, runs up, takes guns from the guys on the roofs that are, like, pinning the cops down... beats him up all Flash style like they actually do in the book, where he's just going back and forth and blah blah blah, and that was pretty fun. Then takes the tear gas, puts it in the air conditioning thing so it starts to gas out. Nick then goes, the bad guy goes and grabs the only gas mask that he knows of, and leaves his girlfriend behind. She's like, oh, I can't believe you're not gonna save me, blah blah blah. He goes, Flash is running after him. He gets on his bike, drives somehow into the sewer, because there's access to the sewer from the prison that a bike can go through. Makes perfect sense, you know. And then
for Shawshank Redemption,
Barry's running behind him.
True.
He
That's
rips
where
the,
they got it from.
Yeah, he rips the mask off of him. So he has, you know, even though he's nowhere near the gas anymore because he's down the sewer, and then he starts to falter a little bit. So like he, because he was running past his limits and stuff, and so Nick takes advantage, gets a fucking bamboo sword.
Off his bike for some reason.
Tommy Dreamer comes in, and all of a sudden it's a handicap match.
Yeah, so he starts beating him. Like,
sorry.
I'm trying to get over this, all right?
Sorry. Continue. I'll stop with the wrestling stuff.
Lame.
Let's do a wrestling podcast.
No.
Okay.
No. So he starts beating him with then like, no. No. So then he starts beating him with the kendo stick or bamboo sword, as Mike likes to point out every time I change what I said. So then he's got him down. He's on this grate, and he hits him one big time, and like the grate collapses underneath Barry.
Wasn't so great.
And he falls down. And then so Nick walks away and just tosses the bamboo sword that he brought with him for some reason, but just ditched now. Goes back, sees his bike's all messed up, so he grabs the bazooka and walks out. And he comes out into the electrical, central city electrical building for some reason. And then flashes back to the hole that Barry fell into, and he pulls a super shredder, and hand comes up, and he climbs out.
Which that bugged me how during this scene and the last one he keeps like losing his shit, but then just like rest for a suddenly second. It's better. Oh, it's like, no man,
you
figure something out.
Yeah, should have done that before.
A couple of bugs.
He's like, oh, protein. Gross. He's like, oh, rat arm.
Sewer, not bones. There's roaches down there. And
yeah. Disgusting.
Pops up. So then remember me.
Yeah. So he comes up and goes, remember me from like a minute ago when you were beating the shit
like,
out of me?
Yeah. The guy I just hit with my fucking kendo stick a second ago. Yeah. I remember you.
Yeah. So then he's like, oh, so he turns out and he's got the bazooka and he fires it at Barry. Barry runs out of the way.
He just sidesteps it. It's not even a show. He's just like, ah.
And then like the rocket hits something, blows up, sparks, whatever. And now the electrical lines are all like shooting electricity around. And then so Barry's over there beating him up and starts running in a circle, make a little tornado. The dude, as Eric pointed out, is not spinning around inside the tornado. He's literally just like standing there.
When
like
you're
rushing
in the middle
around
of a tornado.
Because he's in the eye of the storm.
Yeah,
he's fine.
Calm.
He starts to lift it's off calm. The ground, and then he keeps going up and keep going up, and then he, for whatever reason, flies up and grabs a hold of the electrical lines, is getting electrocuted. From one shot, is hanging on it. The other shot, he's laying on top of it, and then back to hanging on it, and then back to being on top of it.
Perspective.
Of course. And then like he's getting electrocuted, and he falls. It's like, A, that should have killed him. But then he lands, and nope. Then Barry just ties him up, and the police show up. I was like, what now? What's going on? Like, how'd that work out so well? Yeah, whatever. Yeah. And then shows the police rounding up all the people at the prison. News or something happens, and then it cuts to Jay's house, where his family is there. They're having, you know... Barry's assistant Julio, or friend from the lab, is there. They're having dinner. Oh, don't mind me, I'm here.
Look,
breakfast, whatever. Well, yeah. It doesn't matter. Food of some sort. Then they look outside, and Barry's out in front on the steps of the house with Jay's son, telling about how about his father, and then tells him about the medal that he won in high school for track, and then gave him the medal and said it, you know, it was your dad's lucky medal. Not
that
really.
He died with.
Yeah. So Evan's like, and if you ever need anything, I'll be here in a flash.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said
yeah.
it.
And it ends.
Yeah.
Thank fucking God. With a Danny Elfman's score at the end.
It pans to the clouds.
Yeah, it pans to the clouds, and then, yeah. I did forget to mention, when the...
Wrong flash. Yeah. Wrong flash, guys.
When the transformer blew up from the rocket, lightning shot up out of it, and the camera panned up to the moon, and a lightning bolt came right across the moon.
Yeah,
awesome.
They did the Batman Dark Knight.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. Cool. So, so that was the Flash TV movie pilot thing that we just sat through. You're welcome for not having to fucking watch it yourself.
Next TV show we do, if it's a normal fucking length episode, we'll
do commentary over
it. We'll watch it. So the plan, like I said, we'll watch it, pay attention to it as much as we can, then turn around, play it on mute, and we'll give you the play-by-play because we know what happened.
Yep.
And we'll make fun of it. And you can watch it with us. It'd be like Mystery Science Theater.
Theater.
But with us instead.
Yeah, with actual funny people, not robots.
Yeah.
Humans. Try it out, weirdos. So yeah, final thoughts on the Flash pilot / movie. Eric.
It was okay.
He wants more.
Yes.
We will continue watching this every day until we're out of episodes. So 21 more episodes to go.
Is it really
20?
22. I was hoping you'd say 12.
No, nope, 22 episodes.
22 episodes.
Oh. Mike, your final thoughts.
I want more.
You're an idiot. Joe, what's your final thoughts?
He wants more.
More of something different.
More for everybody. Sorry, go ahead. Real thoughts.
And I will continue watching it myself. So that should be fun. Yeah. And I'll blog about it and how awful it is and that fun stuff. And you can follow it and then make fun of it and comment. It'll be fun. So, yeah. So that was The Flash. You're welcome. And I think that brings us to the end. Anyone has anything else to say?
Nope.
No.
All right. So, comes naturally. We're out of here, guys.
Okay.
That's it. Want to say anything? Another punchline?
Anything?
Another punchline. Another joke? You guys, did they not get the whole joke earlier about the pants? It's a good one.